Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where we tell the stories of local businesses and services. I'm Randy Bushover. If there's a business or service you'd like to hear featured, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Jim Roberts, who is founder and owner of Western New York Metro Roberts Realty. And a little bit about your background. You're a longtime guy here, right? South Buffalo guy, in fact. Yeah.
Yes, I grew up in South Buffalo, right off of Seneca Street. And I lived there until I was about 30 years old. Then I moved out to Hamburg, and I've been out in Hamburg ever since. Born and raised.
And how did you get involved in what you're doing now?
When I was 19 years old, I bought my first house from to this day, probably the most influential person in my life, Dan Hannon, loaned me $4,000 to buy a house, and it just started the buzz. And all the way through college, I went and got my teaching degree, and I just love real estate. So when I was about 23 years old, I opened up my first real estate office, and that was right when the interest rates went crazy. So I ended up taking a job in the government. 3 years later, I opened up another office, and the rest is history. So 25 years, we just keep plugging away.
Was there anything particular about the business that kind of like hooked you, that got you?
I just love the challenge of it, just taking a product and putting some money into it and fixing it up and selling it, and then sales just took over. That's there wasn't a whole lot of opportunity for me growing up where I grew up, and that I saw, you know, people that were being very successful, they were in sales, and that was just the option that I chose.
And for those not familiar with Western New York Metro Roberts Realty, what or who are you?
We're a company that comprises of 6 offices, about 160 agents. We have several divisions. We have the retail division, which you'll see our signs all over through Western New York. We have offices from Tonawanda to Derby. Then we have an appraisal company that has been in business for almost 30 years. That's located on Cheektowaga, that we actually work for the lion's share of the banks in Western New York. And then we have a property preservation company, which you'll probably see our trucks everywhere. We service about 7,000 jobs a year. And what we do with that is we service anybody that lost their home to foreclosure. We service it for the banks, from cutting grass to cleaning them out. And we also work for several municipalities in that same capacity.
And there are certainly any number of people who do similar things in your line of work. What is it that makes Western New York Metro Roberts stand out?
I think our motto in every office is no one's bigger than the whole, and we are a family-based company. We have no plans of ever growing out of Western New York. That's all we ever want to be. And what really stands out is our retention rate with our employees. We had 99 plus percent retention rate last year with all of our employees. And in the real estate space, you know, you're probably at an 80%. So I know what we're doing is the right thing, but our whole philosophy is no one's bigger than the whole, and try to help the agents out.
And among the other points that I note here on some of the information that you were nice enough to provide, debt-free.
Debt-free, 100%. That we're probably one of the few companies. Growing up the way that I grew up in South Buffalo, my biggest fear was going backwards. So when I started to build the company with the buildings, I wouldn't buy another building until I was stabilized. So basically at this point in the game, we own all the buildings excluding one we rent, and that was by choice, and they're all paid off. So it gives us the flexibility and the ability to be nimble and move around very flexible with technology. But most importantly, it gives us the ability to give back more to our agents. What I pride myself on is we're not the only company, but we're one of the few companies in Western New York, I'm sure, that we provide health insurance for all of our employees without any deductible, without any copay. And I pride myself on that, even though the CEO of our company says that that's probably not the best financial thing to do, but it allows us being debt-free that we can do that. So we've had growth every year and continue to do that.
Something else that apparently helps you guys out and makes you a little bit different, too, is the way that the commission fees work for your agents.
Our commission is like nothing else. Around the country, our model is very common. New York, it is not common. New York is pretty much hasn't changed anything. But we felt that when agents paid a certain dollar amount into our office, that they paid enough, and the rest of the money should go in their retirement account. So we did that, and we lowered our cap. There's nobody even in the marketplace that's even remotely similar to us. Our average full-time agent that's making is probably at around a 92% basis point, which is unbelievable. It's probably 25 to 30% more than most. But, you know, people say, why do we do it? And they say, well, how come our broker can't? And I always say the same thing. You should be asking your broker that. Our point is, I got one of the best texts I've ever had in my career. One of our agents that just came over, she said this is the first time in her 15-year career she put money in her own retirement account. And that's what we're about. You know, I have no plans of having a 40-foot boat, or I have no plans of anything like that. I want a nice lifestyle, but I want each and every one of my employees and agents to have a very similar lifestyle.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking with Western New York Metro Roberts Realty founder and owner Jim Roberts. And Jim, one of the other things, I guess it's pretty obvious, you've got the 7 offices throughout Western New York, but when it comes to actually dividing up and figuring out what houses or properties your individual agents are going to represent, how is that determined?
Actually, the gentleman that's in the room with us right now, just joined our company. We decided that real estate is like any other sales. It's what you kill, you eat. And we bought into a CRM called KV Core, which is the most electrifying technology platform in the country. It's probably actually too big for us, to be honest with you, but we felt that that would allow agents to be able to generate leads for themselves so that they would have a consistent revenue stream. And we've done that at a zero cost to the agents. So that is given them that flexibility. But basically, agents get most of their business from their wheelhouse, their spear. 92% of all business typically will come from your spear. But we had a KV Core to even entice that to help them out. And we've had some agents triple their business this year by leveraging some of our tools.
And as far as training is concerned, is this something like, do you actually need sales experience, or could you literally come in cold off the street?
I think that you could definitely come off the street. We do 22 trainings a month, and so if you want to do it, but it's like any other sales. There's 3,400 realtors in West New York right now, 3,400 plus, and you know, 20% are going to be the ones that are the revenue base, and the other ones are going to, but like any other sales. But we put enough training in where if they want to take advantage of it, their success rate is very high. What we also pride ourselves on with the training is we pay for any agent, or we pay for any veteran to go to get their real estate license. And if they're willing to commit, we also pay all their fees. So they basically can walk in with no expense because we feel that that's the right thing to do. And we also do, we just expanded that to firemen, police, rural metro, all that. Because I love real estate, but the reality is even if you're working a full-time job, it's something you could do at nights and weekends if you're going to hustle. And the biggest stickler has been, well, I don't have the money for the course. I don't have the money for my business cards. We've created an all-encompassing package that's 100% free.
And you've come up through the business and now run the business. Do you still have a kind of a hands-on approach?
I work 6 days a week. I guess poor systems for myself, but I'm in the office. I'm the first one in the office every day. And I would say 95% of the time, I'm the last one to leave. I work every Saturday. I don't know if that's because I don't want a house clean or I'm just trying to get in the office, but I work probably 50 Saturdays out of 52.
Kind of an important point. So you're the first one to make the coffee and the last one to make sure it's off?
I buy the coffee. I don't make it, but I buy it. And, you know, anybody that knows us, they follow us. I have the famous dog. So he comes with me every day to work. And so he comes with me to bring the coffee into all the offices. But it's an environment like I've never been a part of. I worked for many companies when I was younger. I never thought that this would even be a possible thing where we would have such a family thing. And now we're building out a system. It's called Traction. And basically it's just to create a 1-3 and 5-year vision. But most importantly, we want the agents and the staff to know the vision. Everybody comes to the table to eat. It's not going to be, we're very transparent. We put everything on the board so everybody understands the P&Ls so that they know when we're doing good, they get a little bit more. When we're not doing good, then there's nothing to give out.
So you mentioned the dog, male, female, how old?
We bring two dogs to work every day. Oliver, if you go on the 90, the 290, the 190 today, he's all over the place. He's been a caretaker for the office since the day he's been born. He sits, if you pulled up to my office today, he's looking out the window waiting for me. But he goes to each office and everybody loves him. Then unfortunately I have another dog, a French bulldog that comes, but he's isolated to one office because he's not the friendliest dog. But Oliver travels with us everywhere.
Yeah, I've lobbied to get like a therapy dog for our newsroom because we could certainly use him on some days.
Oliver is, he's everywhere. He's got more fans on Facebook than we do.
Well, with this family approach that you have, the family-owned, operated brokerage, how does that change the experience an agent might have then?
I think that the agents know that we give 150% to them and that their success ultimately is going to play on what they're going to do, but ultimately we're going to be there 100% step of the way. We have we call it a 24/7 model. We have a general manager and myself, and we believe that 24 hours, 7 days a week, that we're going to be able to pick up the phone and answer it if you have a question. Very few companies the size of us have that type of interaction. I can tell you on Saturdays, every Saturday, at least one agent will walk in our door and talk to us, which is good. So the only limitation, I would actually say there's probably no limitation to our company other than that we believe technology has been a driving force and that we should scale the size of our offices back and leverage more technology, radio, et cetera, than to have the physical component, because the reality is agents come in less now than they did years ago. I was saying the story when I was 19 years old and I got my real estate license. We had no computers. We had books, MLS books. And then over time, we had one computer. And then we had 50 computers in office. And now you go in offices and you don't see any computers. Everybody's on their phone and their iPad. So the whole change of real estate is exciting as well. I mean, there's companies, like I said, I've never seen it before. Companies that have evolved overnight around the country and have become a force. So we just want to be that, but within our own framework. We don't want to get out of our framework. We have, like I said, someone said, would you open up in Rochester? I'd love to work for you. No, we want to stay right in our wheelhouse. I think staying in our wheelhouse, staying debt-free, has allowed us to grow in a way that our agents benefit, and that's what it's all about.
And something that else that occurs to me is you're pretty big about giving back to the community while you're here. Where does that stem from? Why is that so important?
Well, again, you know, I'm not one of the lucky ones that had the opportunity to go to Wharton Business School. I didn't have, you know, there was no real career ladder for me when I was 18 years old. My parents were just hoping I'd stay out of jail. That was basically it. So when I started to become successful, I believe that we should be giving back to the community. So we've been doing that for years. But I'll tell you, the last 24 months, we started the home organization. And my wife runs that collaboratively with about 20 of our agents and a couple of miscellaneous people from outside. And we've done some crazy things. We just donated $11,000 to the women's shelter. Every month we have another event, whether it's gloves for the homeless shelter. We're going to be redoing a library in Buffalo or helping them with that. And that's why we did the veteran program, because I'm the lucky one. If you told me when I was 19 years old hanging out in the back of the fields that this would ever happen to me, I would be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked. I would say it's impossible. So now it's about giving back. I don't need anything more in my life. I got everything I could possibly want. I do like nice things, but I'm a very casual guy, and I think everybody else should have the same opportunity. So we're going to even enhance this. We just had a core meeting on Monday for the home committee. We really want to dive into the inner city and really help people get some opportunity. There's so much, you know, people say, well, this person didn't do. If they haven't had the opportunity, if I wouldn't have gotten the $4,000 loan when I was 19 years old, you wouldn't be interviewing me today. And I believe that. So, you know, we do a lot of things, you know, probably too much, probably not the most business savvy thing, but that's all you get from a local kid. If we have one goal, if that's the end game for us to be able to get back to the community, that will be a perfect end goal for me. And that's it.
Very good. That's a perfect place to end it. Appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Jim Roberts, founder and owner, Western New York Metro Roberts Realty. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930. WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.